Why do we need permanent liberation from suffering? So we need to answer this question. Because if we answer this question, this will help us develop faith in Buddha. So the answer is that temporary liberation from suffering is not good enough. Of course it's not good enough. You know, we may be temporarily free from physical and mental pain, so we were able to come into this temple. That's a temporary liberation. That won't always be the case. Suffering's coming. Old age is coming. Sickness is coming. Being physically and mentally able to, for example, come to a class like this is a temporary liberation. You know, I think we learned a lot about temporary liberation with the government guidelines on the pandemic, because a lot of our liberations disappeared. That teaches us they're temporary liberations. For example, to gather in this temple, that liberation vanished. And I don't even think, even here, we didn't even realize that it was a freedom to meet in the temple, because we'd never not been able to before. And then we thought, yep, that's a liberation, just to be free to meet in this temple. So we need to think about these things, because in our heart of hearts, I think we yearn for permanent liberation from suffering. We just maybe wouldn't use those words. So if we thought there was the opportunity to have no suffering ever again, I think everyone would opt for that option. If there's an option to have no suffering ever, no physical pain, no mental pain, yes, please. So this is wishing for permanent liberation. So Venerable Geshe-la says, all living beings, including animals, experience temporary liberation from particular sufferings. So even animals are experiencing what we experience, temporary liberations from various sufferings. Animals experience temporary liberation from human suffering. And once in a teaching, Geshe-la said, for example, politics. So animals are free from all the sufferings caused by politics. I mean, people get so worked up about political view. Animals are free from those sufferings temporarily while they're animals. Humans experience temporary liberation from animal suffering. So we never think there's a possibility that we can be an animal, but we need to learn more about this, because we definitely can. So at the moment, we're temporarily free from the sufferings of animals because we've taken birth as a human being. At the moment, we may be free from physical suffering and mental pain, but this is only temporary, as I mentioned. Later in this life, of course, later in this life, what's up ahead? Oh, we know what's up ahead. It's underway already. Aging, sickness, and death. We don't need horoscope. I was about to say horoscope. We can see. We know what's coming. We like to deny it. We like to pretend. We love it when people say, oh, you're looking amazing. You don't look any older than when I last saw you. And we're so pleased. Actually, it's not true. We're older than when they last saw us. And we all know that. And every gray hair that appears, I got all of these at Manjusri Kadampa Meditation Center. And they remind me, yep, we know what's coming. Old age, sickness, death. So even though we're temporarily free, Geshe-la says, later in this life and in our countless future lives, so we're going to learn more about future lives next week. Later in this life and in our countless future lives, we will have to experience a lot of suffering, unbearable physical suffering and mental pain again and again, without choice. So we don't like to hear these things. But actually, it's Buddha's kindness, because when we understand what's coming, we can apply the solution. Within this cycle of impure life, there are various realms or worlds into which we can be reborn. So initially, this may sound quite strange, but we can learn how this is the case. The three lower realms, which are called the animal realm, hungry ghost, and hell realm, and the three higher realms, the god, demigod, and human realms. Of all impure worlds, so these are like appearances to mind, like nightmares from which we don't wake up. So nightmares help us understand about other realms in which we can be reborn. It's just like a very long nightmare from which we can't wake up because it's a rebirth. Of all impure worlds, hell is the worst. It is the world that appears to the very worst kind of mind. So when living beings engage in horrendous negative actions, harming, hurting, killing so many people, when that karma ripens, these are the worlds that appear to those negative minds. The world of an animal is less impure, and the world that appears to human beings is less impure than the world that appears to animals. But this is the important point. However, there is suffering within every realm. So wherever we take rebirth, in whatever realm, suffering will be our experience. So again, you know, we don't like to hear about suffering, which is ironic because we experience so much of it. And Buddha's trying to encourage us to learn where it's coming from and cause it to cease forever. So please don't feel too uncomfortable. Just think, wherever I'm born, there will be suffering in that life, wherever, like there is in this life. There's no human life you can have with no suffering in it. And yet I think that's what we're aiming for. We think if I could just adjust this and that and this and that and adjust this and that and this and that, I'd be free from suffering. Nonsense. It's never happened so far. There's no one you know for whom that's happened. And it's never going to happen coming unless we accomplish realizations with our mind.